Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Focus, and this is part of our National Farm Safety Week special feature that we're doing today and tomorrow. We're continuing the discussion now with Laurie Pittman from Corrigin talking about farm safety, and we've just heard, Laurie, from you about the background and some of the motivating factors that got you into farm safety in a very serious way. So the next question then, Laurie, is what would you say to people who don't have a farm safety system in place, or whether they also believe that they're bulletproof and that these things won't happen to them? If it's not something that they have given much thought to before or don't think is all that relevant to them, what advice would you give to those people?
As one of the early investigators into farm safety problems, and being very involved in my own problems and knowing how a lot of farmers are, their wives worry more about their safety than what they do, and they all think it won't happen to them, but it does happen, and you really have to make your farms as safe as possible. And I know silos were a big problem, and all my silos have been cut off nice and high above ground level, which is all right for the young fellas, but it's not much good for me when I want to climb up the silo and shut the lids that haven't been transformed into on-ground winders that close them. There are so many aspects that farmers don't think about from the farm safety aspect, but doing a course like what Marie's taking around with the idea of induction, so that you can look after your contractors as well as your workers and as well as yourself, I think it's a no-brainer. Just get in and get involved. It costs a bit to start, but it'll open your eyes about the safety that everybody needs, and going through the pain of losing a workman, a family member, or a friend is just not worth. Let's say it's worth wasting 30 minutes a week, if it's going to take that long, to make sure everything is as safe as it can be.
No, I think that's an excellent point. And I suppose to back that up with your work as an ambulance officer as well, probably high on that recommendation list would be doing a first aid course or making sure you've got some basic first aid kits around you in the ute, on the farm, that sort of thing.
Yeah, every vehicle is something that can go wrong. And so one first aid kit can be good in the sheds, but vehicles, machinery, you know, tractors and headers, you can have accidents in all of them. So it's worth buying a couple of really good kits, first aid kits, and something else that might stop you bleeding to death.
Yeah, no, again, great advice there. Well, look, Laurie, we're going to have to leave it there for this morning, but thank you very much for sharing some of your experience and stories there with us this morning, encouraging people to think about farm safety, especially this week being National Farm Safety Week. So we really appreciate your time this morning and all the work that you're doing to encourage others around Corrigin. I know the Corrigin Farm Improvement Group, where Marie Gooch was speaking, fantastic initiative there with lots of people very involved with farm safety now. So on behalf of everyone out here, we thank you and all the team there for the work that you do to encourage farm safety around the state.
Thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And anything that I can do to help other farmers look after themselves and their family, I'm happy to do it.